Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Well, a happy freaking Friday, July 14th to you, my friend. It's Sam Crowley coming at you live from One Saturday Plaza inside the Everyday Saturday studio, which happens to be my car. I love it, man. I just love podcasting from the car. It's grassroots, man. We're getting back into it. We're doing the daily show now, multiple shows a day some days, and I'm getting back to the grassroots where it all started, inside my car. You know, you can do the same thing. You can record inside your car. You can work inside your car. Make use of the time. What about the 10 minutes, the Power of 10 Minutes podcast from last week? Did you listen to that one? Did it resonate with you that in every single hour there are 6 10-minute pockets that you can get a lot done? This show is going to be 10 minutes long, and it's going to be awesome. You know that as well. But then I'm going to record another one after this one. A lot to go over today. A lot. I posted something on Instagram and Facebook. By the way, if you're not following me, it's at Every Day is Saturday on Instagram. That's my username there. Always follow me on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, and then on Facebook, my page there. And I posted a photo, and it was a photo of me with a caption that said, "The key to having everything is realizing that you already do." The key to having everything is to realize that you already do. You were born an original. Why would you want to die a copy? Why would you want to be like anybody else? Why would you want to give up all of the gifts that you have that are only unique to you? And that is true. You have gifts. The way you speak, your dialect, your tone, your inflection, just your voice alone is unique enough to get out there and make a difference in whatever it is that you want to do. The way you look is unique. Nobody looks like you. Nobody speaks like you. Nobody has your original thoughts, but yet you want to die a copy? Yet we want to be like the Kardashians? I mean, what sick world do we want to be like that? Beyonce, Jay-Z, congrats. You had twins last night, so they post a picture, and it's going to be the most viewed photo now on the internet. Okay, that's cool. But why does everybody want to be like them? I don't get it, man. I don't understand why people want to be. Now, if you want to model other individuals, that's how I launched my speaking career. Modeling people, modeling their confidence. Do you want the confidence of the Kardashians? Do you want to have that DNA that they got that says, I don't give a flip what other people think about me. I'm going to go do my own thing. Okay. I mean, there's an argument for that. Do you want to model Beyonce and Jay-Z and what they've done and how they've been able to carry themselves? I don't know the story exactly. I believe Beyonce in this podcast was not supposed to be about Beyonce and Jay-Z's new twins. Okay, baby, just have to go there. That's the spontaneity of the show. I believe Beyonce sang in a gospel choir in Houston, if I'm not mistaken. And if I am mistaken, my apologies. But certainly wasn't born trust fund baby with a silver spoon in her mouth. You can say the same about Jay-Z. Do you want to model that? People who came from not much and to build multi-billionaire conglomerate. Great. Using their voices. However, you know, I don't listen to Jay-Z's music. I listen to Beyonce on occasion. My kids have it going on in the car. Very talented individuals for the niche they're in. I get it. I get that. But I don't want to be them, you know, no more than I'd want to be, you know, a president of the United States and be that individual. It's not who I want to be. I want to be Sam Crowley. Who do you want to be? How are you going to blaze your own trail? And probably, I'm guessing, one of the things you're lacking if you haven't been successful in your niche is confidence. Why? Because you haven't gone out there. You're looking, well, what if I get judged? What are people going to say? What if I have an event, nobody shows up? What if I create a product, nobody buys? What if it's not good enough? And forget that talk, man. We've all been there. I still go there. And when I launch products, and I'm like, well, you know, what if it's not like, and fill in the blank of the thought leaders that are in my space. But that doesn't happen much anymore. I've kind of drowned out the self-talk with, I better get going, man. I'm 49 years old. What the hell have I done with my life? you know? It's been a pretty good ride, but it could be a lot better. Now, the key to realizing that you have everything, you already do. You already have it. So how can I say in one aspect that I better get going with my life and it can always be better versus you already have everything? Well, I believe I do. Now, let's set the foundation. My life, happily married 19 years. Was it perfect? No, no marriage is. Anybody that tells you it is, they're lying. I know they're lying because I see them. You know, I see these people who give their marriage advice and they speak from the stage about glorious this and glorious that and we never have a bad day. And then you see them in private and, you know, it's not exactly how it was on stage. I want raw, authentic advice from people. I want to know the problems. I want to know where the bridge is out ahead in order to avoid it. I want to know that you've had problems in your marriage. I don't want somebody that wakes up. I look into my spouse's eye when I wake up and I just feel like I'm so lucky. Okay, I get that. And then we go throughout the entire day and we just tell each other all day that we love each other. Yeah, I don't get that. Nah, not really getting that. Okay, my wife's not telling me how much she loves me when I forget to take the garbage out or leave the drawer open for Susan to hurt herself if there's a knife there. She ain't saying, oh, I love you. Thanks for not picking up while I was gone. I leave for 2 hours once every 8 weeks to get my hair done and the house looks like a bomb went off. I love you for that. Not true. That's fake news. So, with that being said, quit trying to model other people. Understand what your shortcomings are and understand what your strengths are and focus on what your strength is, man. You have incredible gifts. You already have an amazing life. You got your health, right? Let's start with that because you got nothing. Let me tell you, as somebody who can tell you and speak from experience, not only from my daughter, but for myself, you know, being fat, out of shape, lethargic, depressed, lazy, didn't think I could get, and then fire up the green smoothies, get to the gym a few times a week, and voila. It's actually very simple. The key to having great health, it's actually very simple. My buddy Thomas Tadlock, I gave him a shout out. His wife was able to reverse her lupus just by green smoothies. That's it. And I'm not somebody that subscribes to, you know, that's all it is. Really, that's all it is. She's a medical doctor. I mean, she is no joke. Brooke is amazing. Thomas is amazing. They reverse that stuff all the time just by green smoothies, by putting spinach, a bag of spinach in a Vitamix blender with water. Put some berries in there if you want to kind of mask out the taste of spinach. If you don't like that, put a ripe banana, and you're off to the races, man. Do that a few times a day for 30 days, and then check back with yourself and see if you don't feel more amazing, have way more energy, you weigh less, and it's direct to the digestive system, man. There's no digesting needs. It's right there. It's like, boom, it's like getting a shot, boom, green smoothie in there. You already have your health. Once you got that, and you know even if you don't have that, what are you doing to sabotage that? You drinking? You smoking? You eating crap? All right, you're not getting to the gym? Hey, if you want to indulge a little bit, by all means, go grab the pizza and wings, but better get your butt to the gym, or you better get walking around, better lace up those shoes. You can't have one without the other, you know, requires some work. So understand that. Get your big boy and big girl pants on. Let's go, man. Let's get after this best life ever. So you got your health, and maybe you don't have as much money as you would want. Okay, well, how do you tackle that problem? Spend less, make more. Pretty simple stuff. Spend less, make more. Don't get the $4 cup of coffee every day. That's $120 a month. That's $1,400 a year. Lay off that. Put all that money to pay down your debt. Start at the lowest credit card that's got a balance of $500. Pay that off. Snowball the debt into the bigger ones and start getting momentum. Remember that word, momentum. You can create momentum in anything. Anything. You can create momentum in finances. You can create momentum in health. You can create momentum in relationships. You already have everything you need. So why aren't you going out and seizing that right now? What's stopping you? Well, here's what you need to do. Remember the Newton's law. Things that go in motion tend to stay in motion. Translated the other way, people who sit on their rusty duff tend to stay seated on their rusty duff. Therefore, no momentum is created. So you already have everything you need. Everything. And if it starts with, man, I'm feeling good, get up and get going. Lay off the powdered donuts. Lay off the sugar. You want to feel better? Eliminate sugar, eliminate pasta, and eliminate breads from your diet. That alone. And combine that with sugar especially. I haven't had sugar since 2009. in my coffee. I only take cream in my coffee. And even that isn't even much cream, just to give it a little bit of flavor. You know, like I said, moderation and everything. Don't overthink this. It's not difficult. I feel good because when I get to the gym, I don't mind having the large Dunkin' coffee with two cream and a pump of caramel swirl in there because I know it's getting me jacked up. I'm going right to the gym. I don't mind indulging. That's not a problem for me. I'll have pizza. I'll have wings with my kids. I'll go out for ice cream. But I know what I got to do to offset that and get gains in my health. It's not complicated, man. Success is just, it's not complicated. But start with this. Always, always start with a state of gratitude. Be thankful for what you have. Don't want what somebody else has. That's not the way we were built, to want what somebody else has. Be grateful, because if you must live somebody else's life, then you'll never be able to improve yours, because you're trying to live like them. You're not them. You're you. You know, you're the best version of you imaginable. And that's all you need right now. You don't need anything else. You don't need somebody else's bank account. You don't need somebody else's car, somebody else's money, somebody else's spouse. You don't need any of that. You know, you're looking at your own situation thinking, oh, how hard it is. Let me tell you something. You've got the foundation of your health that can be parlayed into your finances, that can be parlayed into relationships. Get out and network. Tell people about the great things that are going on. Don't tell your doctor about your problems. You don't tell the marketplace about your problems. Tell everybody about how great. Think of one thing today that is going great for you. You want to know one thing? I'll end the show with this right here. One thing that's going great in my life, I get to go on a date today with my wife. Tonight, Friday night, 5 o'clock. That's right, the early birds. I'm going to be 50, you know. We go out with all the blue hairs. 5 to 8, we got a babysitter who's a nurse, who's experienced with trach kids. Yeah! You know how many dates this has been since 2014, over 3 years? Count them up. 6. This will be our 6th date. And you think you got it bad? If you think, oh, I want to be Sam Crowley. Hey, if you've been able to get out of the house more than 6 times with your significant other in the last 3 years, since June of 2014, consider yourself luckier than me. All right, you want to start comparing? Let's start comparing. If you've slept the whole night through in the last 38 months, you got it better than I do. All right, so don't be so quick to compare lives. We all got our struggles, but it's how you look at it, man. We could be looking at the same book, and I'm showing it to you, and I'm like, what's this book say? And you say, it says, let me pick one book, a title, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You say, it says Rich Dad, Poor Dad on it. I said, nope, it's got the biography of Robert Kiyosaki on the cover to me. What can that be? We're looking at the same book. Hey, you're looking at the front of the cover. I'm holding it up. I see the back of the cover, but it's the same object we're looking at. I'm just looking at it differently than you are. So why don't you look at your life as the book, okay? See it for all the amazing content it has inside. See it for all those great illustrations. See it for the great story that it tells, and embrace that story. It's your story. It's the only one you got. And here's the beauty of it. You're the one that gets to write the chapters. Oh, that's good stuff, man. That's good stuff.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.